even people when they meet me, the most thing, you know, they're surprised, like, oh, she was smiling and laughing, you know, type of thing. And I feel like I try and kind of let people know that there's a light side to it, and that often gets maybe overlooked.
Erica M. Anderson has a penchant for writing lyrics in a dramatically dark and theatrical way. As a result, her words are often misinterpreted. Regardless of whether you believe the songs on her new album, Past Life Martyred Saints, are autobiographical or not, they are captivating. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, it's Russ Boris. South Dakota native Erica Anderson left home at 18 to pursue a career in music. She moved to L.A., where she began playing guitar in a band called Amps for Christ, and then went on to form the noise rock band Gowns. Gowns were known for their explosive live shows and received rave reviews from critics complimenting Erica's unusual vocal style that often went from a whisper to a scream. Her work under the moniker EMA carries on in that same vein. Past Life Martyred Saints is her solo debut, released earlier this year, and although the lyrics on this new album sometimes address ugly situations, the accompanying music offers a striking balance of beauty. When Erica visited WFUV's Studio A, she talked to the alternate side's Alisa Ali about what's changed in her life to make her feel more comfortable in releasing these emotionally intense songs.
Part of it is, you know, I had a band I played in before called Gowns and kind of dissolved in an unspectacular fashion. But, you know, when you felt like you've already maybe kind of hit a bottom or failed or whatever, you feel a lot freer. I guess I'm like, well, I've already, you know, I was like, well, I've already kind of lost a lot of things, so everything just feels kind of like a blessing now. I'm not worried because I've already been there.
Right.
I mean, the thing is with the lyrics too is, I mean, people say histrionic things in pop music all the time. If you listen to plenty of pop music, people say more extreme statements than what I'm making on this record. But there's something either where the delivery or, you know, something about it, I feel like a fourth wall is being broken. Like there's kind of like this code of lyrics, or there's these rules that you don't necessarily know are there. But when an album consciously or not breaks them, like some of the songs on here do, like it takes people by surprise.
Think that the bands out of California put more emphasis on actually putting out music videos. Do you enjoy doing the music videos?
Yeah. I think so. I'm getting used to it. There's a lot of things that I'm doing now that I have not done before.
Like what else?
Like this or something. Yeah. Uh-huh. Which is cool, you know, which can be a little nerve-wracking, but you know, it's cool.
I think if anything is truly going to be fun, there's got to be an element of fear. Involved.
Oh, I agree. I definitely agree. You know, fear, risk, I'm all about it.
So what are your live shows like? Or is it, you know, steering a crazy ship that's about to go out of control?
Sometimes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you embrace that, though? Or do you feel like I need to put in the effort to make sure things go pretty smoothly?
Well, I mean, in the past band I was in, had such an element of chaos that sometimes it would overcome the other aspects of it. So for a while, I was like, okay, I just don't want that again. And now I'm like, oh, let's bring that back just a little bit.
Yeah.
Let's just like, risk of failure is good. Chaos is good.
I am in the room, man. I am in the interim. I can sense the ghost in the machine. No one has to shriek and no one has to worry now. I will get exactly what's coming for me.
live music from EMA and the song Anteroom. Hear more artists like this at thealternateside.org. Thanks to our engineer, Aaron Wilson, and to Elisa Ali, who produced today's Take 5.